The Music Hall, with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, our visitor from the New York stage, Alfred Drake, who created the role of Curly in Oklahoma, and for the second successive week, that tantalizing, teasing, truth-trouncing teller of twisted tales, Frank Morgan.
That's even a more resounding welcome than I received here last week. If it wasn't for my extreme youth, I'd think I was being mistaken for Bing Crosby.
In all due respect, Frank, I doubt if anyone regards you as younger than Bing.
Don't challenge my youth, Carpenter. The Bobby Sockers refer to me as Varicose Van Johnson. I really admire Bing so much, I virtually changed my entire way of living because of him.
How, Frank?
Well, I've purchased a string of racehorses, started smoking a pipe, and stocked my wardrobe with gaudy clothes.
Well, look, don't forget, Frank, Bing also has four children.
Well, I suppose I could replace Sinatra.
Oh, you think you can make the girls swoon?
No, Ken, when it comes to girls, I do the swooning. And, by the way, who is that young lady over there?
Oh, well, don't you recognize her, Frank? That's Eugenie Baird.
Oh, yes, of course. Naturally, Eugenie, Uncle Frank wants to talk to you.
What is it, Mr. Morgan?
Well, just this. Nobody stays on this show while I'm in charge until I'm convinced they have talent.
Oh, I can understand that, Mr. Morgan. Yeah? You're such a handsome, sophisticated actor yourself.
Too easy. this girl has really great talent.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Morgan. But I've heard so much about you that I'd like to put my career completely in your hands.
Oh, your career. Mm-hmm. Well. In that case, I think we should go out this evening and I'll listen to all your problems.
But I have no problems.
Well, that's all right. If you go out with me, you will.
Eugenie, I think I better take you aside and give you a slight refresher course on Frank Morgan's alleged character, while John Scott with the orchestra and chorus do June is Busting Out All Over.
Don't know why. since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time, all the time. Well, life is bad.
Life is bad.
Gloom and misery everywhere.
Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self.
Frank?
Oh, wonderful, Ken. But isn't it time for a Morgan specialty? I mean, a song or dance, you know, something in the musical comedy vein?
Well, hadn't you better leave that sort of thing to our guest, Alfred Drake?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken. You too, Mr. Morgan.
Well, Carpenter, am I to understand that you consider this young upstart to be more talented as a musical comedy performer than me, Frank Morgan, who was on the road 3 solid years with the girl from Utah?
3 years on the road?
Why, I spent 6 of the happiest years of my life playing the nightshirt circuit.
What's the nightshirt circuit?
On one night and off the next. What's your background, boy?
Well, I was in Oklahoma for almost 2 years.
Really? Well, I was stranded there, too.
No, Oklahoma is the name of a Broadway musical. I guess you don't really know much about the New York stage, huh?
Me? Morgan? Ignorant of the New York stage? Why, my boy, I was only recently offered a fabulous sum to play a leading role in the Broadway hit Bloomer Girl.
Oh, well, why'd you turn it down?
Well, the bloomers didn't fit. I'll never forget early in my career when I became enamored of a beautiful young lady acrobat. And this female tumbler nearly ruined my career.
Why, what happened?
She wouldn't give me a tumble.
Well, Frank, I think you've told Alfred about all there is to know about your career, so how's for letting Mr. Drake have the floor as he sings If I Loved You from the latest Rodgers Hammerstein success, Carousel.
True. try to say.
That's very nice, Alfred. Remind me to tell you what a famous Italian opera coach once told me to do with my low tones.
Why, what did he tell you to do with them, Mr. Morgan?
Well, I'll tell you later, son, when we're not on the air.
Yes. As an encore, Alfred Drake and Eugenie Baird join John Scott Trotter in that favorite from Oklahoma, People Will Say We're in Love.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my gloves.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me. Till the stars fade from above, they'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love, so in love. All the people
anything new. It's not the clothes I'm wearing. It's only since you're caring that I wear a smile. Don't you notice anything new? My eyes might be revealing a happy dressed up feeling.
Beaming up.
Children, very good. But, Cobner, there's something suspicious going around here. Something very suspicious.
What, Frank?
Well, I've been here for 2 weeks now, and I haven't seen Bing Crosby. Where is he?
Why, I really don't know, Frank.
You don't know? Good heavens, man. Then I'm just in time. Philo Morgan will find him for you.
Find him?
Yes.
Bing's not lost.
Then he'll be even harder to find. But don't worry, in my entire career as a detective, I've never fallen down on a case.
What do you mean you've never fallen down on a case?
Well, of course, after finishing one or two cases, I've staggered a little. Let's have the facts of Bing's disappearance.
Now, just a minute, Frank, just a minute. Are you seriously trying to make us believe that you're a detective?
Well, naturally, you wouldn't know about that portion of my life. You see, in my work as a detective, I've always found it best to assume an alias. On various occasions, I've pursued my career of crime detection under such names as Delbert Dalpratzer, Mordecai Ephraim Klagpolder, Arlington Trafalgar Spitzberger, Rumble Stitzkin, V. Labble Dabbledonna, and Francis Wupperman.
Didn't you ever use the name of Frank Morgan?
No, I couldn't. It is too hard to pronounce.
I didn't know you'd ever been a detective, Mr. Morgan.
My dear Mr. Drake, when I was in charge of New York City's famous detective bureau, I was known as Fearless Frank. I slept right in the bureau.
Where?
In the bottom drawer. But enough of my romantic reminiscing. Let's get on with this fascinating case. To find Bing, I must first know the latest gossip about him.
Gossip?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I see. I suppose you detectives do have to keep your ear to the ground.
Well, there's no better way to pick up an ear full of dirt.
Frank, I heard that Bing was leaving 3 weeks ago for his ranch.
How is he traveling?
On one of his horses.
Good, then he can't have gotten far. Where is his ranch?
The ranch? Down there, San Juan Capistrano.
Well, then the place to start looking for Bing is right down there.
Well, you'll never find Bing at Capistrano.
Well, we'll go anyway. We can always get a couple of swallows. A I take it you'll join me.
Marvelous deduction, my dear Morgan.
Nothing, nothing at all, my good man. I was in Scotland Yard for 5 years.
5 years in the yard?
Yes, but I slept in the house.
Now, look, Frank, let's skip the whole thing. Bing is not lost.
Not lost? That's your story. But how can we be sure? The last thing a detective does is jump at conclusions. I remember when I was lost on the summit of the Mount Kilimanjaro. I saw a conclusion. Blinded by the snow, I jumped.
What happened?
What happened? I was killed. I was a member of the Mounties at the time. Nobody would believe that I was lost. I, Morgan, the great man hunter.
I thought you were a woman hunter.
Well, that came after I got promoted. For days, I wandered in the snow, cold and stiff. Finally, a friendly St. Bernard with a flask of brandy around his neck sniffed me out.
And that saved you?
Yes. Soon I was no longer cold, but I was stiff for a week.
I've heard it takes quite a lot to thaw out Morgan.
Thaw Morgan. Yes, he takes quite a lot.
Tell us some more about your experiences with crime, Frank.
What?
I've always thought I'd like to be a detective and tippy-toe around after people.
Oh, you'd make a marvelous detective, John Scott.
You all honestly think I could trail people?
Well, I can't think of anybody who'd make a better trailer. One of the most baffling cases I ever had, Mr. Drake, was when I was with the French Sûreté.
So, you were also with the French Sûreté?
Yes. You got a... Not better than mine. It was there that I learned chercher la femme. Beat that. Find the woman.
Well, did you find her?
Yes, we picked up her trail just as she was entering the tower.
Eiffel?
Definitely, a couple Eiffels. Oh! Eiffel Tower, yes. No, the secret trailing of a criminal is speed. I'll never forget the time I was after Willie the Wisp. I had a cab pick me up at the station. At the edge of the town, there was a speedboat to pick me up and carry me across the lake. And a plane was waiting to pick me up at the airport.
Gee, how could you stand the pace?
Well, after 3 pick-me-ups, I can stand anything.
You use practically every method known to crime detection in your work, don't you, Frank?
Yes, I even use astrology at times. Hmm. You see, I myself happen to have been born at midnight between Capricorn and Taurus the bull. And, of course, you know what that means.
Yeah, half corn and half bull.
I've had enough of this. I'm beginning to have strong suspicions, Carpenter, that you kidnapped Bing Crosby.
Now, why should I do that?
Well, the motive is obvious. Envy. You want his radio program, his fame, his cars, his property, his clothes.
Have you ever seen Bing's clothes?
You're right. No jury would ever convict him. Don't anyone touch that phone. I'll take the call. Hello? Headquarters? Oh, hello. Well, this is a coincidence. Imagine you calling me here. We'd given you up for lost. What's the idea of staying away so long without any word about when you're coming back? Oh, you'll be back. So soon? Well, that's fine. Yes, I've made a note of the date. Goodbye.
Was that Bing?
No, my laundry man.
As Frank Morgan recuperates from the shocking realization of the soon-to-see's other shirt, John Scott Trotter and his handsome ensemble regale us with a Trotter treatment of Kitten on the Key.
Thank you.
house this evening and enjoy a simple little home dinner.
Well, thank you very much, Ken, but Morgan never goes in for anything simple. In fact, I planned something lavish for this evening. Cocktails at Macombo, dinner at Romanoff's, over to Ciro's for a champagne party, and on to LaRue's for caviar.
I'll get it. Hello. Oh, it's for you, Frank.
Oh, it's probably my banker. I told him to call me here. Hello? Yes? How did I do in the fifth? Out of the money, huh? Sixth? Broke last and fell back. Seventh? That's too bad. Surely the last race I must have... I had a... What? Oh, why didn't you tell me it was a Crosby horse? Carpenter, what do you suppose you're having for dinner tonight?
Pot roast.
No, me. Goodbye. I'll be seeing you.
Music Hall again next week. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.